kit. All of you, do you want to vote in this election?
Oh, yes, I'm still going to vote.
So you're not going to sit it out?
No, I never do that.
I feel like sitting out and not voting is basically staying quiet and mute. Our vote is our voice. Sitting out is just basically you're not doing a justice to yourself.
To help close any potential enthusiasm gaps, black churches are taking the lead. Aisha Brooks Johnson and Cassandra Morrow head the Black Church Collective, an organization that is also prioritizing voter education.
And you want to make sure you watch to say ballot accepted before you walk off.
After Georgia and several other states enacted new voting restrictions and redistricting maps.
Just like the old African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village for every vote to count.
I think the black church should always be a place where it's safe, where you don't have to be embarrassed to say what you don't know.
We often hear that black women are the backbone, particularly of the Democratic Party. How do you perceive that?
I would say, you know, as black women, we're the backbone of almost everything.
I mean, what don't we care?
Exactly,
I mean, seriously,
exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
It's because of the burdens we carry, the weight we carry, and that we're seeing it through multiple lenses of oppression. Let's get these voices out here.
That's right.
What's the topic?
For grassroots groups like Black Voters Matter, the outreach has been ongoing, kicking off the year in South Carolina for the first in the nation primary, a critical test of black support.
Are y'all excited about going to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Black people are in it. Like, we're in it to win it.
Latasha Brown is co-founder of the organization.
When I look at black South Carolinians, they actually got more of a vote share, particularly in Democratic primary, than their white counterparts, that literally that we showed up, even though all of the news was saying that we wouldn't show up, right?
Do you feel black voters are underestimated?
Oh, absolutely. You can't continue to take black voters for granted and think that all you have to do is emotionally rouse us, and then in some way that that's going to lead to a victory. We're beyond that. We want what everybody else wants. We want policies that are going to actually support and lift up our communities.
Some very interesting comments about voting in the election. I did notice, however, that they didn't mention third-party candidate Cornel West, Dr. Cornel West, nor was it brought up to any of the black males about Roe versus Wade. Very interesting comments, but we'll wait and see. And by the way, folks, yesterday, Tuesday, was the Georgia primary, and President Biden secured the Democratic nomination, as well as the former president securing the Republican nomination. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. We got a few announcements, and we're out of here for Dan and consolidation. You've been listening to Ebony Spectrum.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day.
To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. You might know it, but my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. And you know what? Each and every week at this time, we do a thing called The Mock. It is Groundhog Day. Yeah, Groundhog Day. So obviously, what's going to go under the mock light? Groundhog Day. It is. It is that little vermin, what should I call him? I don't know. Groundhog. Let's just call him a groundhog for right now. That little rascal. Let's still go with that. That little rascal did not see his shadow. I mean, spring's coming early, which I think is already here. But let's before we get to the mock, I got to remind you that WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They're located at 513-513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, 412-821-8484 or visit them online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. But yeah, we have a Groundhog Day mock. I've got six songs lined up for you that are celebrating, mentioning, talking about good old Groundhog Day. Right here in western Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. That means it's an early spring. And again, let's see, because I also heard that statistically he's only 40% accurate. So, I mean, it's a weatherman. They're right, what, half the time, 50% of the time. I mean, they can say it's a 50-50 chance of rain every single day, and some days they'd get it right more than others, right? Anyway, Groundhog Day mock. Kicking things off with some Primus with Groundhog's Day.
Sunset overlay. But tomorrow came too quick, and I went back to bed again. Cocooned in this world where every single thing hurts. Bones broken up inside. Look at the bottom in my eyes. We talk the same without the shame. We just can't walk anymore. We love these days, these groundhog days.
Is this what you do with eternity? I've killed myself so many times I don't even exist anymore. So surrender to impulse, but still so numb. So make some time, so make some time. Wake up feeling like the Messiah. Totally fucked 5 minutes later. My body a temple falling to pieces. Chocolate or coke, my needs are artificial. Unintentional, forsaken for what? All in search of a personal God.
Sakes alive. You want to be one of them CBers, you're going to have to learn how to ratchet jaw. Pay attention now. I'm only going to play it till you want.
You got to go running amok in a pickup truck. With one of them fancy sidebands, get four on the floor and two on the door. Get a power mic in your jaw hand. Prepare to strike when the key's a mic, because you never know who's listening. Some clown insists on a 1036. This here's what you give them. Four, good buddy, I made me a study, and I figure it's dark to the moon, son. It's half past spring and a quarter to fall, and the big hens are setting on noon, son. Now, if the fish don't bite and the almanac's right, my groundhog sees a shadow, the 1036 goes tick-tock tick, and that's what I call ratchet jaw. Gotta get your base out there at your place with a 40-foot pole on the chimney. Put 1,000 watts in your flower pots and a remote line to the biffy. If you feel a twitch when you throw the switch, gonna dim all the lights in Wichita. Gonna send out a wave, make a government rave, and this here's what you tell them all. Yeah, four good buddy, you're coming in cruddy, but you're walking right through my wall, boy. Your carry is cool, you making me drool. You were definitely batting my ball, boy. You were hitting me around about 15 pounds. You cutting me up like a bandsaw. But what the heck, it's just a radio check, and that there's how to ratchet jaw. Fearful ear full of garbage. To suppress a belt, just hit your squelch. You can cut out all the carnage. You want to have fun, you son of a gun. Just get on the press to talk switch. You gonna amuse them and really confuse them with a little old thing called ratchet jaw. Yeah, let them suckers think you're a trucker. Say stuff I can't understand, son. Just bounce up and down while you're tooling around. Gonna sound like a truck driving man, son. Just tell your beaver that you gonna leave her. You catch her on the bounce around. If she comes back with a smart off crack, say XYL, it's a show and tell. We definitely got us to go now. Keep your pants on, honey, hang on to the money. Your XYM's got to blow now. 88 thirds, feed my bird, and all them numbers upon y'all. If speed don't kill, then CB will, and that's what I call ratchet jaw.
Breaker, 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 breaker.
Yeah, 10-4, we got you, breaker. Come back on that. Say, what kind of, not some kind of cops picking?
You put me on, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you put me on, aren't you?
Thanksgivings, I didn't do much. Watched football on TV, and I lost 20 bucks. Did you go to Georgia? Well, Georgia is in. They had a nice meal at the Holiday Inn. I missed you on Christmas, and so did my friends. I know you were busy, and I understand. I sent you a card with a good Snoopy joke. Ain't it a pity that we didn't have snow? That old Lang Syne song sure gets in my eye. Heard you had a party and some people went. You were the life of the party again. Well, springtime is coming. It makes me a fool. I thought I would call you while everything's cool. I know it sounds crazy, but I wanted to say I hope that you have a happy Groundhog Day.
Groundhog lives way down in a hole. Groundhog lives way down in a hole. He's got to hide away from the cold. Sleeping all winter long, groundhog sleeping all winter long, sleeps right through the snow and the storms. Oh, groundhog. Dreams about the warm sunshine, dreams about the warm sunshine, chasing the bees and the butterflies. Oh, groundhog. Shadow, spring is here. Oh,
from her 2004 release, Catch the Moon. Lisa Loeb wrapping up a Groundhog Day mock with her song, Oh Groundhog. Before Lisa Loeb, what else was in that set of music? Let me find my notes here. Oh, how about some Tom T. Hall from his 1977 About Love album with the song Groundhog Day. C.W. McCall gave us Ratchet Jaw. In the lyrics, it says something to the effect of how the groundhog sees his shadow. That, indeed, was from Mr. Convoy himself, C.W. McCall. Manic Street Preachers went to a B-side of the song Ocean Spray from 2001 to find Groundhog Days. Kerouac and Cassidy came from Saves the Day and start off the entire set. I'm pretty sure off of Frizzle Fry, but I never remember which albums these are off of. But Primus started off the entire set with Groundhog's Day, because it is Groundhog's Day, and it's always time, a good time to mock the little rat. Although he did not see his shadow. And by not seeing his shadow, that means that we're going to have an early spring. So let's call that pretty exciting. You know what else is pretty exciting? Having breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do it whenever you want. You're an adult, but I encourage you to do it on Sundays at 6 p.m. because we've got a little radio program that Chris Wired puts together called Breakfast for Dinner. Yeah, he serves up this menu of jangle pop, power pop, punk rock, psychedelic, whatever feeds the mind. It's harmonic melodies, it's melodious harmonies, it's Breakfast for Dinner. And it's Sundays right here in WRCT starting at 6 p.m. Or streaming. Yeah, streaming. You can listen. WRCT.org. Got, 6 minutes or something like that left of this radio show. It's called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Always happy when you decide to tune in and hang out with me for whether it be 1 hour or 4 hours or somewhere in between. Every time you listen, I say, I think today's the day. Today is the day. It's the DBs. Viva La Mock.
Sometimes I think
Beatles and Beach Boys sounds. We never never let a court go by, 'cause we were really gonna give it a try. We really thought we could fly. Yeah, we thought we could fly. Fly.
That is the at least the Pittsburgh, if not the world premiere. No, it's the Pittsburgh premiere of, you're going to have to guess who that artist is. I'm going to give you a second. All right, I think that's long enough. The Circle, with a Y and a K, The Circle, mid-60s, Red Rubber Ball, ringing any bells? Ringing any bells? That's actually brand new music from The Circle's Big Stir Records is putting out a new album from them, and we thought we could fly. The name of that track. Before The Circle, speaking of Big Stir, Big Stir put out reissued or re-released, I don't even know what you call it, The Sorrows Love Too Late album, but they re-recorded the album, so it's not the album that was released 40 years ago. It was a re-recorded version, but mixed the way that The Sorrows wanted it mixed, and that was Krista Bell from that release. Played some Shelly and Orphan in there as well with Burst. What else? What else? Oh, Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson gave you that hit single. Joe Jackson's coming to town. He is. I believe he's coming out to the Palace in Greensburg at some point. I saw that listed. I'm debating. And the challenge is I'm taking pro and con with myself, so the whole debating thing, it gets tiresome. It does, because someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, and both of them are going to be me. And I started off the entire set. The entire set will start off with the DBs, going back to the Sound of Music release, because today could be the day. Today could be the day you win the lottery, that you got a new job, that you decided Viva La Mach is your favorite radio show. I don't know. DBs for you. Viva La Mach, that's what this is, yeah. I was talking about a different radio show, like Courts in Session. That's a guy who plays new music by old artists, or I should say classic artists. I don't know if he'll dive all the way back to the 60s. Like, his wheelhouse is post-60s, pre-aughts. That's what I'm going to say. Well, who's he? He's that rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, with that show Courts in Session, which comes to you each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. So it's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But his twist, as I said, is he takes classic artists and plays new music by them. Now, they have to record it and do all that first. He's not just making it up, so you'll figure it out. Tune in. Courts in Session. Thursdays, 8 o'clock. Right here on WRCT. Let's play some rock and roll. Buck Fett. Detroit's own MC5 with High School, wrapping up that really short set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the MC5, Birdland with a Shoot You Down from their self-titled release. Band from the UK, don't know much about them outside of I really like that first album. And I don't know if there was ever a second album. That happens a lot. And I started the entire set off with some Buck Pets. The Buck Pets with Pearls from their Mercury Tones album. What else should I tell you? We're wrapping up. We are wrapping up the Viva La Mach radio program. Whether you are listening live on Friday night, February 2nd, 2024, or an encore edition of this hour, which featured a Groundhog Day mock. Either way, it's always thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Hey, don't forget, on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can dust off those moldy oldies and shine up the newies and listen to a little program called Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Happens from noon to 3. And then Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien immediately following from 3 to 5, one of my favorite shows on the airwaves here at WRCT. Who am I? Again, I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mach. If you heard a recent show that I did on January 26th, which is Australia Day, where I featured 4 hours of nothing but Australian artists, and I was taking suggestions, and I had a couple suggestions that came in, and I couldn't squeeze them all in to the show. I needed more than 4 hours. Apparently in Australia, they don't need just 4 hours. They just do it all the time. And Tom reached out and said, hey, Moxer, I have a couple more if you can squeeze those in. And I'm like, oh, I'm always open. I am always open to some new music. He said, how about the Chats? Do you know the Chats? I said, I don't. He said, play something by the Chats. I said, okay, Tom, here's Smoko by the Chats, an Australian artist. I believe they call themselves Shed Rock. Whatever Shed Rock is, this is it. It's the Chats.
So let me set the scene. It's 2 in the afternoon and 34 degrees. The Queensland, harsh summer heat. I'm me sweating buckets up and down my street. Cause there I spied the bloke, perched atop of his milk crate throne. He eyed me off as I approached. And then he said, I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone. I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone. I'm on Smoko!
not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can lose another life.
This is a production of PBRTV.com.
Morning.